Bible Daily Edition, where we provide a quick biblical interpretations and applications. This is a ministry of striving for eternity.
This week we're going to deal with really bad atheist arguments. I know, the atheists say that they're really smart, which right off the bat should tell you something. The only ones that refer to atheism as smart and intelligent are the, well, atheists. That's right. When you have to have websites calling yourself smart, and those, that's what they name their atheist blogs, and they argue that they have reason, and they're the ones that are the thinking ones and people of reason. And yet, if you think about that, if we are nothing more than chemical reactions, and nothing more than that, we are the products of random chance and chemical reactions, then things like reason don't make any sense. I mean, if I take vinegar and baking soda and I mix them together, I don't get an ability to reason. I get, well, a mess on the table when you take a whole box of baking soda and a whole jar of vinegar. Trust me, I did it. Mom's not happy with that. But the reality is, it doesn't produce things like morality or an ability to reason. No, you need something different. Animals can think, but they don't reason. They don't sit there and have court systems and 401ks and things like that. Why? Because they're not like us. They don't have an ability to reason. It is a God-given ability to reason. This is why in Psalms it says, the fool says in his heart, there is no God. Because to claim that there is no God requires an ability to reason. And to reason, you first have to have a God that gave you that ability. So you're using your God-given ability to deny the God that gave you an ability to reason. Not smart.
This podcast is part of the Striving for Eternity ministry. For more content or to request a speaker or seminar to your church, go to strivingforeternity.org.